All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, as this regular season in the NBA is winding down, the Chicago Bulls will not be postseason bound. And I'm sure that everybody within the Bulls organization is not too thrilled about that, because this was a team that was expected to make a very deep run into the NBA playoffs when the season began. Now, of course, the Bulls have had their fair share of injuries. They're also getting adjusted to a new regime under head coach Fred Hoiberg, but it simply did not work out this year in the Windy City. And there is one particular member of this team that is probably a little bit more upset than others, and that's going to be big man Pau Gasol. Now, a couple of years ago, the Bulls were able to sway Gasol in free agency to come to Chicago, and he's been an integral part of this team. In his first season in Chicago, he averaged 18.5 points per game and nearly 12 rebounds. This year, Gasol is averaging 16.5 points per game to go along with 11 boards. And you look at his illustrious 15-year NBA career that has seen him play for the Memphis Grizzlies and Los Angeles Lakers as well. This is a guy that has averaged over 18 points per contest and nearly 10 rebounds for his NBA career. You look at this guy, he's a veteran. Right now, he is 35 years of age. And you look at Gasol, he will be 36 this summer. This is a guy who is a two-time NBA champion. But at the same time, this is a guy that still has plenty to give to the game, and more importantly, he wants to win again. And he has the opportunity to opt out of his deal this summer, and it's something that I expect him to exercise, because I look at Gasol, and this guy didn't come to the Bulls for this. You look at the fact that the Bulls will not finish this year with a winning record, and it's something where he is not accustomed to watching the playoffs from home. Of course, those deep runs for so many years when he was wearing the purple and gold of the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, I look at teams that make sense for Gasol heading into next season. It's just a matter of, will that actually happen? I want to start off with the Toronto Raptors. This team right now is clearly the best team in the Atlantic Division. They've made the playoffs the last 2 years. They are heading there once again this year. But the Raptors have been unable to get out of the first round. And a big part of that is due to the fact that the Raptors lack size, and they lack an offensive threat in their front court. And, you know, all of that jump shooting and perimeter play is good in the regular season, but you still need a guy that can get you some points on the interior. And that is something that Gasol could provide them with. So it'd be interesting to see if these two paths would cross this summer. I also look at the Miami Heat, and this is a situation with Miami. You look at the fact that Chris Bosh is dealing with blood clot issues right now, and you're not really sure of how he's going to be able to contribute to this team going forward. And, you know, if you are the Heat, is it a situation where you want to go out there and bring in another veteran guy like that in their front court? We'll have to wait and see what happens with that. I also look at the Golden State Warriors, and it would be a classic example of the rich simply getting richer. And the reason why I say that, the Warriors right now are the best team in the NBA this year. There's a big possibility that they can go back and repeat this year as NBA champions. And I mean, would they want to part with Andrew Bogut in the middle and bring in a guy like Pau Gasol? And would he be willing to take the veteran minimum to go there just to get another NBA title? We'll have to wait and see on that one. I also look at the San Antonio Spurs, and they're right behind the Golden State Warriors. They're pushing right there to still be the best team in the NBA. And you look at the Spurs, they always have a veteran presence on this team. Would Gasol want to take a back seat to that? I'm not sure, but it would be another situation as far as taking a reduced pay cut to go there simply to win. And finally, the Memphis Grizzlies. Yes, the Memphis Grizzlies, they're going to the playoffs once again this year. They're not going to be the same threat, and a big part of that is due to the fact that Mark Gasol, Powell's younger brother, is out for the year with injuries. But I'll say this. Would Pau Gasol want to go back to the Memphis Grizzlies? This is a team that he spent his first 6-plus seasons in the NBA with. And would he want to go back and play with his brother? It will be interesting to see. I doubt that Gasol will retire this summer, but at the same time, it could happen. But this is a guy that can go out there and could contribute to so many teams out there in the NBA. But the bottom line is, Gasol is not going to go anywhere next year that he doesn't have a possibility of winning an NBA championship. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA playoffs. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.